having a good time. Yeah. It is my pleasure to welcome you to one of the hottest new shows in the country.
A few hours of madness.
I find I agree with an awful lot of what everybody has been saying as far as the violence of this society. But it's very hard to say anything when you haven't done anything about it.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 1.
Adrenaline. A radio revolution.
We no longer wish to be treated as statistics.
www.adrenalineradio.net.
That's right, Adrenaline is back again, playing the best in anarcho and crust punk. Got some great music this week, music from Deprived, Anetzi, and Shitlist to kick off our set. We also got music from Disrupt and Agathocles, Pontius Pilate, and Tolshock. And the 7-inch of the week this week is the Capitalist Casualties Dope and War EP. Awesome record. Of course, the Capitalist Casualties going on tour West Coast and Midwest. We'll have more information later about that. We're going to kick it off right now. This is Deprived with Whose Responsibility, right here on Adrenaline.
What?
Shitlist with Oblivious. Before that, it was an Epsy with Street City Kids. And to kick it off, it was Deprived with Whose Responsibility. A story coming out of Washington, D.C. The parents of a U.S. peace activist who was crushed to death by an Israeli bulldozer built by the global machinery giant Caterpillar confronted the company Wednesday for the first time and urged shareholders at its annual meeting to end sales of weaponized bulldozers to Israel. Cindy and Craig Corey, parents of the late Rachel Corey, attended the meeting as proxy voters on behalf of investors who have filed a resolution asking for greater corporate accountability from Caterpillar. Activists supporting the parents, who lost their daughter in 2003, say that the company sells machinery to the Israeli army in violation of its corporate accountability pledge and knowing full well that the equipment will be used for the destruction of Palestinian homes and farms. If you want to read more about this article, check out our website, www.adrenalineradio.net. It's going to be in the show notes portion, and this is podcast number 2. Coming up, we got music from Totalitar and Agathocles, but right now, this is Extreme Noise Terror with Punk Factor Fiction right here on Adrenaline.
I'm
Agathocles, Smelling the Odor of Death. Before that, it was Disrupt with Domestic Prison. Totalitar in there was Slagen av Sanning. And to kick it off, it was Extreme Noise Terror with Punk, Fact or Fiction. Coming up right now, we got a six-song Adrenaline Rush with music from Mannerism and Pontius Pilate. But right now, it's Deformed with Ritual right here on Adrenaline.
It's another six-song Adrenaline Rush, starting now.
Pilate's Beginning of the End. Before that, it was Mushroom Attack with Revolt. Pontius Pilate in there with Freedom. Mannerism before that with Instigating Fear. Toll Shock from Father to Son. And to kick it off, it was Deformed with Ritual. A lot recently in the news about Ann Coulter and her new book. We talked about Ann Coulter on an earlier show. It might be in one of our archives. Check our archives out, www.adrenalineradio.net. But I don't think that there's anything else that I could say that hasn't already been said by one of the talking heads that you can see on any number of news outlets out there. So there's a clip from one of Henry Rollins' DVDs where he writes a love letter to Ann Coulter. So I'm going to let Henry Rollins speak for me. This is Henry Rollins, a love letter to Ann Coulter.
Dear Ann, you used to be fun, at least funny, at least gently and amusingly insane. But girlfriend, you've changed. The thousand-yard stare you've acquired in the last couple of years says lonely nights, too much wine, and insecurity about the future of your career. Where to now, my sweet fascist? Another one of your silly books? More hilarious appearances on Hannity and Combs? Bill Maher has to be tired of you by now. You're anything but stupid, and by now you must see the writing on the wall. You'll never have a real place with the Beltway In crowd, as they see you as a northeastern hickoid pro wrestler NASCAR type with a degree from Cornell. I mean, really, Anne, where can it go from here? Anne, I think I have the answer. In fact, I know I do. I want to hire you, Anne. I want you to come and work for me. I want you to be my Anne Friday. My housekeeper, beekeeper, floor, chimney, and minesweeper. My window washing, grocery buying, dinner cooking, obsequious, submissive, concubine domestic. You will laugh at my jokes, celebrate my victories, and lament my failures. You will praise my friends and vow great harm upon all who oppose me. You will treat me like a god, a guru, a mentor, and the best night in the sack you've ever had. You will carry my bags, wash my cars, walk my dogs, and turn your savings over to me. You will massage Susan Sarandon's aching shoulders, whip up vegan delights for Hanoi Jane Fonda and loofah Barbara Streisand stretch marks. But most of all, Anne, you will just shut the fuck up. I can offer you a life of obedient servitude on my compound. In your time with me, you will learn much. You will learn that America is made up of people from all races, walks of life, and sexual orientation, and that it's all okay. You will learn to be patient and kind. You will learn the meaning of the word respect and memorize every line of Caddyshack. You will listen to the Ramones, Black Sabbath, and the Brides of Funkenstein. You're a figure of fun, and I plan on having fun with that figure. You will learn who your daddy is, that's for sure. But mostly, Anne, you will just shut the fuck up. Come on, Anne, you fucking psycho. Let's do this. Henry.
Rise above, we're gonna rise above. boss, it's no use. Rise above, we're gonna rise above, we're gonna rise above, we're gonna rise above.
We'll be right back.
Autonomia with Salud e Anarchia. Before that, it was Civil Disobedience with Animal Control off their Political Prisoners demo. Before that, it was Vivisic with Sweet Theme Park City. And to kick it off, it was Black Flag with Rise Above. This story coming from the Washington Post. Today's Washington Post, and today being June 16th, 2006. And complaining that television and radio shows in recent years have, quote, too often push the bounds of decency, President Bush signed legislation yesterday to escalate dramatically the penalties against broadcasters who violate federal standards. The Decency Act, coming 2 years after the Janet Jackson incident at the Super Bowl, increases the maximum penalty for broadcasting indecent material on radio or television between 6 a.m. and 10 p.m. from $32,500 to $325,000. The new law does not, however, change the standards of indecency, which are defined as blatantly offensive sexual or excretory content. Broadcasters and free speech advocates argue that the legislation attacks expression and unfairly targets broadcast networks while cable and satellite programming remains beyond the reach of federal regulation. The main television networks and affiliates recently sued to challenge the government's power to regulate on-air content. If you want to read more of this article, check out our website, www.adrenalineradio.net. It'll be in the show notes portion, and this is podcast number 2. Coming up, we got the 7-inch of the week. This week's 7-inch is the Capitalist Casualties Dope and War EP, but first we got music from Wolfpack and Mass Separation. And to kick it off, this is Lesser of Two with Nothing But Dirt right here on Adrenaline.
the 7-inch of the week. And yes, this is a reference to Vitaly.
www.adrenalineradio.net.
That's right, the 7-inch of the week this week is the Capitalist Casualties Dope and War EP. Came out off of Slap-A-Ham Records. It was recorded back in 1997, coming out right after Disassembly Line, and probably some splits in between there. I don't know when they were released, so it was probably one of the middle records. Good record. It's got a bunch of tracks on here. Fake Generation, Walk Straight Line, Rumor Mill. 9 tracks in all. It's a great EP. If you can get your hands on it, I highly recommend it. They're heading out on tour this summer. They're hitting a West Coast Midwest tour. You can find all their tour dates at www.adrenalineradio.net, and they're in the show notes portion for a playlist. For the playlist of podcast number 2. So definitely check that out and see these guys. They're awesome. The track listing is as follows. Your Fake Generation, Walk a Straight Line, Rumor Mill, Parents of the Devil, Fornicators, Sprawl, Game, Guang 11, and Dope and War. Like I said, 9 massive tracks. So this is it, the Capitalist Casualties Dope and War EP.
Stop!
Adrenaline, a radio revolution.
www.adrenalineradio.net.
Yes, that was the 7-inch of the week this week, the Capitalist Casualties Dope and War EP. Intermittent updates for now. I should be working on getting the majority of the archives up relatively soon, so definitely look for that. www.adrenalineradio.net is the website, and old shows will be available through the website and also through the podcast. I will see you next time. I'm Nate. I'm out of here. Take care.
It's over. A lot of people in the audience look pissed.
AdrenalineRadio.net.